Carolina Panthers remain undefeated, and the Saints now have lost four straight. Hi again, everybody. With John DeShazer, I'm Sean Kelly. Welcome down to the field of the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, where it was another thriller at home this season. Unfortunately, a loss here for the Saints and falling 41-38, and Carolina now 12-0, and dating back to last season, they put together, I guess, the non-traditional regular season run.
Yeah, 16-0 for them. They won the last 16. It began here last year in week 13, in game number 13, and has continued throughout this year. The Saints play them as well as anyone has played them this season, unfortunately, come up on the short end. They're still making some of those same mistakes that they have tried and tried and tried to eliminate. Penalties defensively that extend drives, and penalties offensively that basically stunt drives, and they have not been able to do it. Get together a lot of offense in this game and some sporadic defense, but certainly not enough to beat an undefeated team.
Yeah, John mentioned the penalties. 11 penalties for over 100 yards charged to the New Orleans Saints today. We talked to a pregame about Cam Newton and his pursuit of a possible MVP. I thought he only helped himself today. Five touchdown passes, including the game winner to Kotchery, and a quarterback rating of over 122 in this win for the visitors.
Yeah, you can see his maturation. He's a guy who looks like right now he doesn't mind running the football, but he might prefer to stay in the pocket. He doesn't have all the weapons that he ordinarily would have. Certainly Kelvin Benjamin, the wide receiver, was injured in the preseason, but he's got Greg Olsen, the tight end. He's got Jericho Kotchery. He's got, you know, Ted Ginn, and he was able to, I think, throw three touchdowns to Ted Ginn today, and certainly just get a lot of production out of the passing game. He's a guy who stood in the pocket, took some pasta. I think the Saints only sacked him maybe once, but certainly he looks like a guy who has matured, and he's everything that they expected him to be when he's the number one overall pick.
Drew Brees had three touchdowns himself today. The Saints offense was better in the second half than they were in the first, but during the first half, actually, it was the defense, the Saints defense, that carried the load and had them in a position going into halftime against the undefeated Panthers. Stephon Anthony was just absolutely fun to watch today.
Yeah, Stephon Anthony gets a strip fumble and takes it back for a touchdown, and also picks up a block PAT attempt by Kevin Williams and runs that back for 2 points. Saints defensively had three turnovers in that first half, but they only score on one of those opportunities, and that comes back to hurt you some. Also, Kai Forbath misses a field goal attempt. That comes back to hurt you. When you're trying to play against a team that's undefeated, you don't have to be completely perfect, but the Saints certainly were far from that, and it ended up costing them.
Yeah, Anthony with that blocked PAT that he returned for 2 points after what was seemingly a huge momentum score for the Panthers was the first such case in NFL history as that rule was changed coming into this season. John, let's talk about the third quarter a little bit here. In that quarter, the Saints were outscored 14-8, and in a lot of ways, you can look to that quarter as the difference in the ball game. What were the negatives for the Saints in how they came out of the locker room and then fell behind Carolina?
Well, that's where the defensive breakdowns really began to occur. You had some defensive penalties. Certainly, Brandon Browner had his share today. Kenny Vaccaro had a couple of huge ones. Those extended drives for Carolina. And Carolina, you know, at times was sputtering. The Saints, in fact, got a couple of third down stops, but unfortunately for the Saints, they committed penalties during those third down stops. That extended the drives a couple of times, and Carolina scored touchdowns on both of those drives. Again, when you're playing a team that's undefeated, you've got to be a little bit cleaner than that, and the Saints just weren't clean enough.
I want to say six times on those third downs, the Saints were penalized today to extend a Carolina drive. They were a lot to handle, that's for sure. I thought today Willie Snead did not play. Brandon Coleman seemed to step up and increase snaps in that role. We talked about Mark Ingram and the way that he played today. Look, there are some flashes here that lead you to believe that things can be better, things that were better than what we saw over the first three games of this four-game losing streak.
Well, frankly, if the Saints played this way in those first three games, you figure they'd probably win a couple of them. If they get this kind of execution and this kind of effort, and certainly, again, it was not as clean as they want it to be, but if they play this way and this hard and this passionately, you feel like they should be able to win their share of games, but you do it against the best team in the league, essentially, Carolina. If they're undefeated, the only undefeated team, to me, they're the best team in the league, but they hadn't been able to do it in those other three games. If they play this way down the stretch, they'll be where Drew Brees says he wants them to be, playing the best football probably at the end.
One final thing here. We'll walk a little bit of a fine line, do a little dance here, as John and I are in a certain position about this, but John, would you agree there will be some talk this week about the way the officiating was handled in this football game today?
Well, I think Coach Sean Payton almost bit a hole in his lip trying not to say anything about the officiating. A couple instances where Carolina had 12 men on the field, clearly, and the Saints believe clearly that that was the case. A couple times the Panthers weren't penalized for it. And again, that goes along that fine line when you're trying to beat a team that's very good. You need to have those things go your way, especially when the penalties are going against you. So when you have those kinds of plays go against you, I think the Saints had a couple of defensive holdings that they certainly were not pleased with in this game. One on Kenny Vaccaro when basically they get a stop on third down and they get a defensive holding call that extends the drive. Carolina goes on and scores a touchdown. Got one on Brandon Browner where they didn't think it was a hold. Extends the drive. They go down and score a touchdown. So yeah, there'll be some, I'm sure some clips that the team will send to the NFL saying, tell me what this is, because this isn't a hold.
All right. What we do know is this. Tampa Bay is up next. It's on the road next weekend as we look toward the week and the schedule. Wednesday will be the first day that the Saints are back full go practice-wise. It's also our first injury report. I think that a lot of us will be looking to see what the status of Delvin Bro is. Delvin, who started the game strong today. He's been growing all season long, but unable to finish with a hamstring injury. Hopefully he can possibly be back next week against a Buccaneers team that seems to be putting some things together here late in the season with their rookie quarterback. And obviously we already know about Jameis Winston and what he did against the Saints in the first meeting between these two teams this season. Plenty more on NewOrleansSaints.com later this evening from John DeShazer. Otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow on your Saints mobile app too for full coverage of Sean Payton's Monday morning press conference and what the Saints have to say in the locker room after meeting as a team and putting a wrap to this week and getting ready for that road game at Tampa Bay. Again, the final score here at the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, it's 41-38. Carolina moves on. Winners again. The Saints now, unfortunately, now at 4-8 and have lost four straight.